Well, good morning. Listen, welcome, you guys. You know, there's something like 43 churches represented here. 43. Psalm 133 says that how blessed it is when brethren dwell together in unity. Hey, listen, my name is Romel Gill. I'm pastor of Calvary Chapel of the Redwoods. Pastor Brian Blank, who pastors Little Country Church, he's not here. He's in Israel. Keep him in prayer and the tour there. And I want to encourage you guys just in the Lord today. And I know he's going to do a great work, a wonderful work with us. I believe that the anticipation that we're sensing in our hearts, the Lord wants to do a lot of work of emboldening guys, setting people free, and getting them to walk in the Spirit to bring pleasure to him. I want you to know that God loves you. And God has a lot in store for you this morning. And I think all the guys who have prepared their hearts, they've gone before the Lord. I believe they've heard from the Lord. And they're going to share with you what God has given them. So you guys, open up your hearts this morning. And this morning, before we do get started, I'd like for you all to turn off your cell phones. Okay, if you haven't done so already. Or put them on sweet massage or something, I don't know. And the other thing is that Pastor Terry Johnson of Calvary Chapel Westwood will be in the back, in the room there, to pray for you. If any of you need prayer throughout the course of the conference, we want you guys to be bold, seek it out. Seek it out. One of the things Pastor Denny was sharing last night was one of the hardest things for guys to do is ask for help. And I can't think of a better thing to do than to ask for help through prayer. And so Terry's heart is big, and he's there to help you, okay? And he's there to bring you before the Lord and to join with you and just encourage you on in Jesus. Amen? So why don't we all stand? We're going to pray, and then David's going to lead us in worship here, okay? So, Father, we thank you for your mercies, your love, and your grace. We thank you, Lord, for just the tremendous outpouring of your concern for us as men. And Lord, how you want to see us just walk in victory, Lord, to bring pleasure to you, Lord, in our lives. And I pray this morning, Lord, from this point on, as you've been preparing each man's heart who is coming, we ask that you would continue to do this great work that you want to do in our lives this morning, that you might receive the honor and the glory. And we ask and pray these things in Jesus' name. If you would, open up your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Many of you have the card that was handed out. It's got the theme on there. 2 Timothy chapter 4. And we'll read from verse 6 through 8. For I'm already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Paul the Apostle, who writes this letter to Timothy, his protege, the one he's passing the baton on to, as Paul is his spiritual father in the faith, and he wants to see Timothy do well. And as Paul is now an older man, being in ministry some 30 years, he has words of wisdom to pass on to Timothy. And as he does, he wants Timothy to do well. And Paul is reflecting on his life, of the sacrifice, of the energy, and of the commitment that he's just exercising his life for the Lord. And he knows that the Lord is faithful and his time is at hand, that he's ready to be with the Lord. He writes this from prison, in the Mamertine prison. It is cold, it is dark. And there he is, and he's alone. And he's alone there as he writes this, and it seems that as people have abandoned him, there's a lot that he can be discouraged about. He doesn't write to get him a lawyer to get him out. He doesn't write to say, hey, you know, that I'm just having a real tough time, so do what you can to help me out. Instead, what he does is he writes these words to Timothy, because Timothy was someone who needed comforting. He was someone who needed challenging. He was someone who needed encouragement like many of us. And because we come here today, there are many of you who need comforting. You're struggling. You're battling in your lives. Many of you, your marriages are upside down. Some of you, your wives are ready to leave you. You don't know what to do. You're your wit's end. The Lord wants you to know that He loves you. He's for you. He's going to challenge you, but He wants to comfort you in the same way. He wants you to know that, you know, that you're to offer your life to Him as a gift, and He'll do the work through you. He'll do the work in you. He'll save your marriage if you let Him. It will be a challenge. It won't be easy, but He will do it. Other of you are struggling with family matters of your children, and maybe you're a prodigal. God wants to bring you home, encourage you to walk the right way, to live the right way, that you can avoid these areas of your life in the future that can bring tragedy to your life and others. And Paul is a man who loves the Lord and ministered for the Lord. He tells Timothy there that he says, I'm being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. Pastor John Higlin of Calvary Chapel Siskiyou is up in Wairika is going to come and share about being poured out as a drink offering. Having faith that offers. And the theme that we've chosen is keep the faith. Keep it. The Arctic explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton, in the earlier part of the 20th century, he placed an ad in a London newspaper that read, Men wanted for hazardous journey. Small wages, bitter cold, long months of complete darkness and constant danger. Safe return doubtful, honor and recognition in case of success. And as you put that ad out, it tells us that the result was that thousands of men responded. Warren Wiersbe, who is a wonderful Bible commentator, he said this about that ad that Shackleton put out. He said, if Jesus Christ had advertised for workers, for men who loved Him, the announcement might have read something like this. Men wanted for the difficult task of helping to build my church and serve me. You will often be misunderstood, even by those working with you. You will face constant attack from an invisible enemy. And you may not see the results of your labor, and your full reward will not come until after your work is completed. It may cost you your home, your ambitions, and even your life. And so there's a challenge there. And we're to understand that we're in a battle. And as Pete Lorenzen comes this morning, he's going to share with us about how Paul kept the good fight and what that meant. And we're in a spiritual fight. It's like the mixed martial arts of the spiritual kingdom. And we fight against an enemy we can't see. Many times we get tricked and we give in and we experience defeat. God wants to keep us from that if we turn our eyes upon Jesus. Amen? The Apostle Peter tells us that our faith is more precious than gold. And Paul had told young Timothy earlier, in chapter 1, verse 14, that good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. Keep the faith. Faith is recognized and rewarded by God, and God wants to bless your lives this morning. There's some of you who are here who are not believers, and you've been invited here. And God wants you to know that He loves you. But not only that, that He has a purpose for you. And so that you can invest your energies and your effort in serving God. And you will discover why you have been put on this planet. And He will reward you abundantly for it. Jesus spoke about a Roman centurion who had faith, who trusted in Him. And Jesus said, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And your faith is why you are here. Jesus recognizes it. And He brought you here. There's probably about 700 men here this morning. 700 who have responded to the call, much like Shackleton put out. But here in this room, I know that as some of you don't know God personally, we're going to give you an opportunity to come to Him, to give your lives to Him, to come home, discover why you've been created. And our King and Savior just wants to love on you. We sang in this last song, He's a good, good Father. He's a good Father. And so, Pastor John will speak about faith that offers, and then faith that delivers. See that Mark Garrett will come and share with us about that, and Paul uses that expression of being delivered. The time of his departure is at hand. I'm 65 years old now. To some of you who are older, it doesn't mean anything. But to those of you who are younger, you're going, he's old. And I was sharing with Pastor Pat Henderson last night as he was sharing with me about just where we're at in our lives. And if I live till I'm 80, there's another 15-year stretch that I get to live for. Think about the last 15 years of your life, of how quick it's gone, like a vapor, right? And don't you want to be about doing the right thing? About doing that which brings God pleasure and that is rewarded abundantly. And you know that there's a smile on your Father's heart and in His face when He sees you doing that which brings pleasure to Him. That's what I want to live for. It's not easy. It's challenging. You're filled with doubt at times. And yet, He will deliver you. Because He stands with you. And He fights for you. This is a fight. It's a good fight that we're in. And the way that we see our country going, and the way things are going, it's things we see are falling apart. And no one knows how to fix it except the Lord. And He's in full control. And we must remember that. Nehemiah said, fight for your families. God has called us as men to stand in the gap, to fight for those who we love. And then there's faith that runs. Pastor Mike Scanlon of Calvary Chapel, Susanville, is going to come and share. And as we were going through the meeting time, one of the things he had brought up, he said, there is no reward for not finishing the race. And we're close to the tape, right? We know the Lord is coming. And so we're going to be challenged to run this race. Paul told Timothy earlier that he said that the life that he lived and the man who lives for God, he's like a farmer. He plants the seed and he must be patient for that seed to come forth and the fruit to be born. And he said also he's like a soldier who fights a good fight. And he's in a battle. But then he also said that he's like an athlete as well. We're all called to run this race. So Pastor Mike will share about that. Then Pastor Craig Hall of Calvary Chapel Fortuna, he'll come and encourage you men who have bailed out of the race. You feel you can't get back into it, that you've lost all hope. And God won't reward you. He won't bring you back in, that there's no open door or place for you. And I want to encourage you. God never casts you out. For those who come to Him. So He's going to encourage you to get back in the race. Get off of the sidelines. Come back in and commit your life to Jesus. Once again, rededicate. Rededicate your life to the Lord. And let Him do the work in your life and through your life. And then there's faith that endures. An elemental part of our faith. It's having endurance, and we need it for these days in which we live. It's critical to have that element because you can continue to go on no matter what may beset you, what experience you go through. And it's God who meets you and helps you to get you through. He'll walk with you through it. He may deliver you out of it, or He just may walk with you right through it, then get you out of it. Or you may be in it for a day, a week, a month, or even years. But the key is keeping your eye on Jesus. Well, we need that enduring faith, and then the faith that is rewarded. Pastor Dan Ice of Calvary Chapel, Eureka, will come and share about that. One day we'll all stand before the Lord, the righteous judge. And when we stand before him as his men, we'll stand before the Bema seat of Christ. Not the judgment seat where our salvation will be questionable, but it will be for your life and your service to him. And then the faith that watches. Mike Casada of Calvary Chapel, Gold Beach will come and share. And be watching and waiting for the return of the Lord. And what that means. And we are to be watching and waiting. You talk about the return of the Lord and prophecy these days, people just blow it off. And yet, with all the upheaval in society and in the world, they need to be listening to it. They need to be looking at it, remembering it. And I'll tell you now that this current election, pray for our leaders, but don't let it distract you from what's going on with Israel. You pray for Israel. You be watching because they're the key. So, without taking any more time away from the guys who have prepared, and I don't want to step on their feet,